Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour now, that would be the time to start another sort of question and answer period regarding life on the farm, specifically the family farm. Welcome in. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, and I'm not an original American Family Farmer. Well, I guess I'm an original, and I am a family farmer, so put that together, and we have this program which presents issues for the family farmer, ways to solve problems, hopefully make you more successful, also news of the week, and my commentary. When it comes to news of the week, probably the biggest thing, and there are a couple of different things that would go into that category, but certainly the administration announcing this week is going to allow the sale of gasoline blended with ethanol through the summer. A lot of people don't really understand what this is all about. When you go to the pump and you see E15, there's a place in Santa Monica where I get gas, and it's the first time when I noticed it that it was there boldly presented for people to understand. It's usually cheaper gas, and the big oil companies just despise having ethanol in the gasoline. They'll tell you it's bad for the pollution content, which is nonsense. What they don't like about it is that they lose 15%. The content of the gasoline contains 15% less of their product and 15% of a product that comes from the American farm. So, at any rate, if you are not familiar with this, I saw something in the Des Moines Register about this and why the ethanol plants that are in central Iowa are going to be ramping up. Apparently, the idea is to waive the ethanol rule, which would give us lower gas prices. The Environmental Protection Agency defines the E15 gasoline. It has ethanol in it. Ethanol is from corn. And so it's good for light-duty conventional vehicles, gasoline-powered engines, that sort of thing. I've never seen it for use in trucks, diesel trucks anyway. So increasing the use of gasoline with ethanol is good because it gives us more gasoline. As I said, the oil companies don't like it. But I think this is going to energize a lot of farms, get people to plant more corn to be used. And the planting season hasn't really started yet, but it will in the next few weeks. 110-day corn, 115-day corn that would be used lots of purposes in terms of food. But also it's used as feed for bovines. And everybody's got their own interest. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And those people who grow corn want to grow it for whatever it's utilized for. Great. If it's used in gasoline, super. That really caused the price of corn to go way up when it was first done, however many years ago it was. And the meat guys didn't like it because it increased the cost of their feed, and that's what will happen again this year. So the meat producers are trying to argue again. You know, it's the same self-interest stuff back and forth. But I believe no matter what, this is going to be good, not just for the huge agribusinesses that own all the land, or a lot of the land, but it'll also be good for farmers. Maybe you're in Iowa and you've got 640 acres a square mile, and you were thinking about, what do I grow more of this year, beans or corn? So you'll be growing more corn because of that. The value of the corn will be up. So I think that's something. It saves 10 cents a gallon, by the way, for those of us who, all of us, buy gasoline and diesel. It'll save you about 10 cents. One of the things also I read this week that I thought was worth mentioning here in the news section of the American Family Farmer was an overview of how farming has changed in our country, even in my lifetime. I remember as a youngster knowing that 14% of the families in our country were living on the farm. Well, now it's down to 2% just in my lifetime. So family farming from the numerical point of view has changed, but it is still, I think, for the people who listen to this program, there are a lot of folks in the Midwest, the Mid-South that are listening. More and more it's extending to other areas of the country. The fact that we look at this part of our country as a different part of our country, it really is, but it is the bedrock of our country. You know, you think about when you were going to school, the fields changing, if you're on a school bus. I'm going back 60 years to when I was on a school bus, thinking about even around where I was and what was a burgeoning suburban community, there were still lots of fields and things that were growing. It was really kind of a neat thing. And so we have this still in the Midwest, a fixation on the farming, the way the families were. And a lot of kids have decided they didn't want to work on the farm or stay on the farm. But there are more people who are going to school and they're deciding, okay, I want to go on the farm. And so that's what's keeping the farm families up. I don't know. I was thinking about out in Ohio where I went to school. Average farmer lived in a small brick house, had 160 to 200 acres, had an International McCormick Deering or a John Deere tractor in the yard, dairy. Everybody had, you know, 40, 50 cows, if you will, and that was okay. And they would sell a lot of the produce, grew corn and tomatoes and stuff. It was like everybody who was farming then were doing all of the things. Now it's specialized. We've got the produce guy over here. We've got the dairy guy over there. And, you know, some of the other specialty things, the greenhouse people, the fruit people, it's a whole different world. But I think that there are enough of us around now who remember what it was like then that it's worth thinking about it, even though the ag statistics that came out this week suggest that we really are losing a lot of our family farms and family farmers. This program is aimed at trying to be a stopgap for that. I remember the cowbell that was used. I grew up on a farm. It wasn't my family's farm, but I was up the street, and I remember I spent most of my time there and ate there, and the cowbell was used to tell us that it was time for dinner. And the cows were milked in a old wooden barn, and, you know, we don't have that for the most part anymore. There were some concrete barns that were being built, the milk house. That's when we started using bulk milk tanks, that sort of things. The things that aren't, you don't see around. Those were the kind of good old days. And I'm sort of wandering from the traditional news as we start the program to some things that I experienced. Maybe I'll spend some more time talking about that later in the program. Right now, losing strategy. What? Huh? Why do we want to focus on a losing strategy? Well, in this circumstance, a losing strategy is how to strategize losing weight and keeping it off. A lot of people go on Calitrim, the all-natural way to lose weight, stay on it for 6 months. Some people stay on it for 9 months. Some people stay on it forever because it has no stimulants in it. It's all natural, and it then works with your body to keep your body in shape so that the weight won't come back. That is the success story I've seen as a guy who listens to this program out in Oregon, who wrote to me, said, quote, I've tried all different kinds of products for weight loss, and Calitrin seems to be the one that works for me. I've lost 25 pounds, and more importantly, I have kept it off. If you're wondering what is Calitrin, if you haven't heard the story before, you can see the ingredients and the whole story of the company at their website, toploss.com. Suffice it to say, the three ingredients, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, really go all the way to keeping your body, the consumption of protein, rebuilding lean muscle, all that stuff. You know how your body works, or I hope you do. It helps you break down protein and increase amino acids, which is so important to your health and well-being. So improve your chances of losing the weight and keeping it off call, or you can actually go online, use the DJV code when you order at toploss.com. It's probably the quickest way to get it. Check out the information, and then check out some of the product. At the end of the day, you'll like it, or you get your money back. Toploss.com, use the discount code DJV. Right now, because they're celebrating their 25th year in business, you get $25 off the 90-day supply. $25 off the 90-day supply and free shipping with the DJV code at TopLoss.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Back to the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a quick reference to the Right to Repair Bill. This is one of the news stories that I wanted to make sure I passed along to you. The federal legislation that ensures access to you, information to you, tools to you that are needed for you to repair your own vehicles on the farm, whether it's a truck or tractor, whatever it may be. 70% of the nation's commercial vehicles maintained by independent repair facilities, or as with farmers, the farmers repair them themselves. There's been a big to-do about the right to repair, and this bill that's now going through the House of Representatives would give you and the professional auto industry the ability to repair your own vehicles or to get somebody to do it that doesn't necessarily work for the dealer. And that's been the big bugaboo here. This will provide transparency, requiring vehicle owners to be informed if they can choose where and how to get their vehicle repaired. So you need to know you can do it first of all. That's what this bill does. And then it creates an advisory committee to give the authority to provide recommendations to the Federal Trade Commission on how to address emerging barriers to repair and maintenance. So it doesn't go all the way, but it goes a long way to making this a memorable and important day in the history of the American Family Farm. Find out more about what's going on with the American Family Farmer. Our weekly podcast is for your listening and dancing pleasure, as they say. American Family Farmer podcast available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the American Family Farmer Now, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Sarah Wyant, who is the editor at AgriPulse. AgriPulse, AgriPulse West. This is a source of info for the agricultural community that I quite appreciate, actually, because they follow along some of the same traditions and beliefs that I have with regard to the American Family Farmer. That's why it fits right in here. Sarah, welcome to our American Family Farmer. Tell us about you. Were you a farm kid?
Well, thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure to be with you. And yes, I grew up on our family farm in eastern Iowa, and it's a farm that I now own. It's been in our family for over 100 years, so that's where my roots are.
And what do you do on the farm? Do you use it? Do you actually farm it yourself? Do you have people in the family that farm it? How do you keep the farm going?
I rent to a young farmer who is raising his own family in the area, and we have converted everything over to no-till and been starting with cover crops, and it's a new generation starting on the farm.
Did you decide on the no-till, or did your farmer that's renting the land from you come to you and say, this is what I'd like to do, or did he just do it?
It's a joint decision. I gave him a 3-year flexible lease so that he had the ability to know he was going to keep it for 3 years. And I really wanted to switch, and he was a big believer in no-till and cover crops, so we've worked on it together.
So why do you think he believed? Did he explain to you what the benefits were from his point of view? Because, as you know, there are a lot of different points of view on no-till.
Yes, it's been a practice that's been increasing for a long time in agriculture. You know, we've had a lot of decrease in the big plows and the big discs, and we've gone to actually not tilling the ground at all so we can reduce erosion, improve water quality. And I think we just shared some of the same ethics. And so when he applied to rent the farm, we had these discussions and decided that jointly we'd be able to proceed. And this is rolling farmland. It's not the flat stuff that you might have in your neck of the woods, but it is very productive. And so we're doing our best to improve and leave it a better place than when I got it.
In the neck of the woods where I live, the biggest crop is rocks.
Yeah.
We grow lots of rocks here. And if we're fortunate, we can grow some other things. There's corn and beans and stuff around here. A lot of produce farm, a lot of growing of corn as feed for dairy cows, although there's not much of it now. There's more, actually, if we can find the space to do it, hemp being grown. Farming has changed a lot. So I wonder that, from your point of view, how is your farm today, whether it's the way it looks, the way it operates? If you can give us just a few minutes of perspective from when you were a youngster on the farm, what was grown, how is the farm run, and that differentiates from what today on the farm.
Sure. Well, I grew up and graduated from high school in 1976, so I'll give you perspective on the years here. But it was an idyllic childhood. I think during our early years, we were fairly poor, but we really didn't know it because we had all of our own vegetables. We could slaughter chickens and a cow when we needed meat. And so, you know, we had an opportunity to have not only livestock. The folks, I'm the youngest of four, so the folks got rid of the chickens and the dairy cows by the time I came along, but still had pigs and beef cattle, and we grew oats and corn and soybeans and obviously some hay. So it was more diversified than it is now, but it also was a great way to grow up.
Yeah, sure was. I'm with you. I'm a little older than you are, but I certainly can identify with the description you just went through. Sarah Wyant is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers, the Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors, and it uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6. With Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Do great things with the Asus VivoBook S14 and with a free upgrade to Windows 11 when available. Head over to Asus.com for more. That's ASUS.com for a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
More U.S. money is earmarked for Ukraine.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the money will go toward reinforcing capabilities in Ukraine or providing new capabilities.
All of them are designed to help Ukraine, as we talked about, help Ukraine in the fight that they are in right now. And the fight that they will be in coming days and weeks in the eastern part of the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tornadoes swept through central Texas, injuring 24 people. Meanwhile, more severe storms with damaging winds loom in the central Midwest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
As promised, illegal immigrants have been bused from Texas to the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
As promised by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he bused dozens of illegal immigrants from Texas to Washington, D.C., where they were dropped off Wednesday morning a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Governor Abbott insists the federal government is failing to adequately address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, more than 50 House Republicans are pressing Customs and Border Protection over the possibility it may use Veterans Affairs medical personnel to stem an expected migrant border surge. The letter comes a little over a month before the May 23rd end date for the Title 42 policy. It's a Trump-era public health order that allows for the expulsion of most migrants entering the U.S. because of COVID-19. New research suggests that most patients with Achilles tendon tears may not need surgery. In the biggest ever study investigating whether surgery or braces paired with physical therapy is best, scientists in Norway tracked more than 500 patients who had a variety of treatments. They reported Wednesday they found only slight differences in how everyone recovered about a year later. And the surging cost of energy pushed wholesale prices up a record 11.2% last month from a year earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back to the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer, highlighting the contribution Sarah Wyant makes to agriculture, and her source, her informational source called AgriPulse. So tell us how this got started and how you got involved. I think AgriPulse has been around for a while, hasn't it?
It has, in a couple different iterations. So starting with my background, I always loved to write, and I knew that I wanted to go into journalism when I went into college. So I attended Iowa State with a real good cross-section of opportunities. I worked on the daily newspaper, which was called The Daily, and it was also an opportunity to get involved in other forms of journalism like magazine journalism. So I became editor of the Iowa Agriculturist, and that was the first way that I learned to kind of join my interest in agriculture with my interest in journalism. And so I had an opportunity to start my career with a really old publication in Iowa called Wallace's Farmer. I was an intern, and I just loved it. I had a great respect not only for all the farmers that I met and learned so much, but also the ability to do journalism. So fast forward from that, I actually quit that job that I got right out of graduating from Iowa State. They offered me a full-time job, and I traveled to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin. But I quit after a few years because it was the 1980s, And I'm sure, Doug, you remember the 80s and how difficult it was for so many people. And I wanted to take what I was learning from all these farmers and focus on how to help them better understand what was happening with high interest rates, foreclosures, a lot of difficulties. People were committing suicide on the farm. It was a tough, tough time. So I quit to launch my first version of AgriPulse at that time. And that was a pretty big leap of faith, just a few years out of college, and wasn't quite sure how I was going to make this work, but I believed that I could provide a service. And so I did that every 2 weeks as a print publication. And then I continued to freelance, actually, for the same company I'd worked for previously. So I had my freelance habit to feed the business part of my entrepreneurial quest.
Right.
But it worked out. And I started to then freelance for other publications and ended up getting a job offer back with the same company that I'd worked with as their vice president of editorial, running all of their magazines from New York, the American Agriculturist, which you may be familiar with in the Northeast.
I am, yep.
To California Farmer in the West. A great job, but that went through a lot of different changes. And long story short, after they consolidated and removed a lot of management levels, I needed another job. So I did some consulting for a couple of years, and my client said, you know, we loved it when you did your newsletter. What about restarting? And in 2004, I launched AgriPulse as an all-digital newsletter and launched the website a year later, and it was a start, just me working out of my house.
Yeah, that's what I do with these radio programs I do. I'm the only person left in the country who produces and syndicates my own programs, four or five different ones. We do what we have to do to get the job done, and most of the big companies are not our friends. I can imagine that may be what goes on with you, and that because of your editorial position, or maybe lack thereof, you're not thought of wonderfully well by some of the traditional big ag-supported informational bugles that are out there. Is that fair?
Keep in mind, I launched as an all-subscription publication, and that means that the people who want to read our product, I mean, we do have some free things on our website, but most of the people pay over $700 or $66 a month in order to read our content. So we answer to our readers.
Doesn't that tell you something, though, about what the folks in the farms that I cater to as well are telling you? They don't want to, and they don't maybe necessarily, I don't want to make this a leap of judgment, but a lot of the industry-supported news magazines and television and radio as well, reports that are supported by the four big agribusinesses and the agri-industries. I will tell you that I was on this radio program, and my Monday through Friday program was on a station. The manager of the station sent a note to me and said, I have to drop your programs. And I sent him back a note. What's the problem? Is there a problem with the content? He said, well, there isn't really a problem with the content. There's a problem with my advertisers. It seems his two biggest advertisers were John Deere and Monsanto and Bayer. And I have no use for John Deere or Monsanto and Bayer. He said the advertisers came to him and said, if you don't cut these programs off your air, we're not going to buy any more advertising. I understood it. I told them I understood, although it really kind of breaks my heart to have these bullies do what they do, because there's a different point of view presented that, you know, when it comes to, like, right to repair.
Well, we do write about right to repair. We do write about pesticides, and we do write about industry consolidation. And some of those companies that you mentioned are our advertisers. I think the difference has been for us is that people understand our brand motto of balanced reporting and trusted insights, and they know that we have such a strong subscription base, a very influential subscription base, including every office on Capitol Hill, that they want to reach those folks as well. So we do have advertising that we started selling, not when I first launched the company, because we were really focused on gaining subscribers, but we've added that revenue stream. In addition, we do events. We just got done with a big summit in Washington, D.C., where we were previewing the 2023 Farm Bill. We'll have another one in Sacramento in July, and one in Kansas City in September. So we've diversified our own business in order to give us different revenue streams, and it's enabled us to really grow from that one woman office in Illinois. Was where I was when I started, and I went back and forth to Washington, D.C. I have a place there, but now we have over 20 people that work for us, primarily in Washington. We have the largest group of editors in Washington just focused on tracking down this information for our readers.
So let's take, I'm going to pause for a moment. I want to take a page from your coverage of various things and talk about the focus this week on ethanol and E10 and E15 and how Washington's going to affect what goes on not only on the farm, but around the country in terms of the price of gasoline. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Very happy to have Sarah Wyant here to tell you the story about AgriPulse. Her website is agri-pulse.com to sign up to see what the news is, all of that good stuff. We continue on the American Family Farmer after a bit of comprehensive thinking about how well you're sleeping, your rest. This time of year, we all know it's dawn to dusk, and there's lots going on. So when you come in and you have dinner like me, I do that on my farm. I got in and I worked till dark last night, came in, had dinner, and watched the television program and went to bed. And I felt very comfortable because I have a MyPillow mattress. I have it's a coil mattress. I have the Giza Dream sheets. I have MyPillows themselves, the mattress cover, all of those things that I think contribute to me having a great night's sleep. You need it as well. There's a 6-month bunny, the 10-year warranty that goes with all the products from MyPillow at the MyPillow catalog, MyPillow.com. But you get a 6-month money-back guarantee now on all the MyPillow mattresses and the things that come in this complete sleep system, which you can read about online, and you can save 30% using the DJV code when you buy it. That's right. Use the promo code DJV, and then you'll have, if you don't need the mattress and all that other stuff, but you're thinking, wow, this would be cool, I'd like to have some new sheets. Now available in solids and stripes. Yep, the famous Giza sheets, the dream sheets from Giza cotton in Egypt. Fabulous. All made in America. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. Or once again, your money back. So you get 2 for $1 low price plus free shipping using the DJV code at, use the promo code DJV at mypillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With Sarah Wyatt here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's talk about how you have, as the editor of AgriPulse, and how your staff has handled the latest news this week from Washington about the waiver of E15. The oil companies don't like it. I think the farmers do. What do you think? What are you going to report?
It was the lead story in our newsletter that went out about 7 o'clock this morning, basically chronicling the president's visit to Iowa. You could tell that he is really concerned about these inflationary reports and what's happening with fuel prices. And so by traveling to an ethanol plant in Iowa, he was able to announce that we will have year-round sales of E15, which is a blend of ethanol and gasoline. And with that, instead of being prohibited in the summer months, E15 is going to be allowed, and as the president said, you won't have a bag over the pump. You'll be able to put that into your vehicle and potentially pay, you know, 5 to 10 cents less per gallon. So it's kind of a, you know, short-term fix. Longer term, the ethanol industry is all sitting here wondering, okay, if we can sell E15 year-round, that's nice, but what do we have for a strategy to incorporate these lower priced blends into the fuel supply on an ongoing basis? And at the same time, you know, we're doing some good things for the environment, but, you know, the administration wants to move to electric vehicles. And what does that look like? You can't blend ethanol when you're not using any fuel.
Well, the other side of it is that you can't. The whole scam here is that everybody thinks, oh, this is fabulous. We'll save the environment. Well, hello. The plants that manufacture the electricity that goes into the car are still using and will be using a lot more of the fossil fuels. Everybody, I can't understand. Maybe you've taken this editorial position, but ethanol would be much better. Any of this fuel mixed in, but you know, it's troublesome, and I wish we had more time to talk about this. From my perspective, and the farms that I visit and work on and own and love, there's no process, there's no leadership. There's just like, okay, this will be how we deal with it today. And I think that's what the problem is more than anything else. Don't you think, Sarah?
Well, what I think is driving so much of the decision making right now is the midterm elections. You know, they're going to be here before we know it. And you could tell that the president talked up Cindy Axne, who's a congressman from Southwest Iowa and will be facing a strong re-election battle. So the president is reading the tea leaves about concerns over food price inflation, fuel inflation, inputs inflation, you know, all these things that people are paying are going through the roof. And so he's seeing that he needs to do some things to push back and to try to relieve at least some of the pain at the pump.
Right. All right. Great coverage. I would recommend this. I have watched and read AgriPulse. I'm happy to tell folks where to find it. Agri-pulse.com. Sarah Wyatt, the editor and the chief, if you will, of this great organization. Thanks for being here, telling us your story on this week's American Family Farmer.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 53 past the hour. Some thoughts from my experiences as a farmer this week, some observations from what's going on my farm and farms around here, what I'm reading. The agriculture world is powered by data. Matter of fact, our most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer is a focus on data. We had the fellow who's the director of developmental agriculture on talking about the transition to smarter and more intelligent agriculture, the economic feasibility for some of the new things that must have data to drive them. I'm not one who believes, I haven't used it. I don't have data. I kind of go by what I think is going to work on my farm, and a lot of maybe the older farmers do that. Younger farmers are very much driven conceptually and otherwise, when it comes to buying equipment, when it comes to financing the farm, when it comes to what they're going to grow, then there are plenty of reasons to do a lot of studying and find out what you can. And that's how we address this, the business about what to do in the future. And I'm talking about this year's and next year's strategies on the farm. What are you going to do and how are you going to do it? That's all explained on the American Family Farmer podcast that's up there, available for you. And all the podcasts of all the conversations we've had are there for you to check out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So the business that I'm thinking about our conversation here with the folks from AgriPulse and what it is that you gain. I'm looking at a couple of things here that I think are worth some attention. Yes, the right to repair and the ethanol discussion, that sort of thing. There's an overview of where our farmers can sell, what the markets are. A lot of, for example, in Cuba, They don't have a lot of food. They don't have enough food to feed their people. But because we're in this ridiculous situation where we don't, right, we kind of went into, Obama kind of tried to open up the trade routes and to have Cuba become more normalized in terms of our relationship with them. And then Trump pulled the plug on that, saying they were communists and how dare we do business with communists, which is absolutely absurd and ridiculous. I mean, you have to be more than a freshman in high school to understand that if we're going to take that approach, then we better not do business with the communists in China. We better not be doing business with the commies in Russia. Well, we're not doing much business with them right now, but it isn't because they're communists. To have that point of view is about as asinine as anything that I can think of. And so and here's a great market for our products. You know, half the people in Miami and South Florida come from Cuba, and they'd like nothing more than to produce enough food to keep people that are in their families back there from being hungry. Yeah, granted, the government's terrible. Castro was an abysmal leader, and so is his brother, and so is what's going on there now. But we have a trade, we have a trade opportunity here, good mostly for American farmers, good for business, you know, good for hotels, good for lots of stuff, but it mostly is good for American agriculture to be able to sell things to the Cubans. And there's an overview of that in the AgriPulse issue that's out right now. And then there's a lot of stuff she was talking about, no-till on her farm, and there's that sort of thing. The fact that we have huge supply chain issues and struggles for all of us to get feed and fertilizer and parts for our tractors. I have a couple of Massey Ferguson 180s that have a problem. Many of you know the tractor, know there's always a problem with the power takeoff controls. And so I'm always splitting the tractors, putting new clutches in. And I've got two tractors that are apart right now because we can't get the parts to put the tractor back together again. And I know that's going on everywhere. I think that that's, you know, we talk about the right to repair. Man, we better get that thing solidified because the big companies like Deere, they don't want you to have, they're going to lobby as hard as they can. I wonder if it'll be part of the new farm bill that everybody's talking about. The latest farm bill, the last one, was in 2018. We saw some big changes to things like the hemp industry and that sort of thing. But I think it'll be more basic this time around, with a focus on ethanol, with a focus on how to do no-till, with a focus on supporting the farmers and getting the stuff that our farmers grow into other markets. So certainly food for thought will continue to focus on that as well, helping out farmers around America. This is the American Family Farmer.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.